We're continuing our class, Judaism Head to Toe, and we've discussed the laws of yarmulke, the laws of hair, the laws of a wig, the laws of how far you can grow your hair, the laws of the ears, the laws of earrings, the laws of the eyes, what you may see and not see when you want to learn Torah and make blessings, what we're allowed to see altogether, laws of modesty. We discussed the laws of women covering their hair. We discussed the laws of wearing nose rings. We discussed the laws of wearing jewelry. And now we've worked our way down from the nose to the mouth. And there are many, many halachot with regards to the mouth. We have the laws of kashrut. We have a biblical mitzvah to only eat kosher. And we'll have to try and cover that to some degree. We have the laws of speech, which include the proactive laws, the mitzvot we can perform with our mouth, Torah, tefillah, blessings. We have the prohibitions of what we may say with our mouth. Lashon hara, motzi shem ra, Ona'ah, saying something hurtful. So we have a lot to cover. The mouth has a lot of mitzvot. And one of the things we discussed with regards to the nose, which I'll just mention with regards to the mouth, is we discussed the idea of a chatzitza, something that can cause a separation. When one immerses oneself in the mikvah, it can be a woman who has a biblical immersion after her onset. It could be a man who goes to mikvah to do giyur, to do conversion, so then we may not have a chatzitza, anything separating between our body and the water. And we mentioned that that includes between the teeth. We have to clean between our teeth. Women have to clean between their teeth before they go to mikvah. And that includes things that are temporary in our mouth. So temporary filling would be a problem to go to mikvah. You have to ask a rabbi how to get around it. And etc. So once we're talking about the mouth, I'm just reminding that we did discuss temporary things in the mouth that could also cause a chatzitza, cause a separation that disqualifies the immersion. Yes?
This is probably a bad question to ask because it indicates my absence, but braces, I mean, is that
if it's permanent braces, then it's not. If it's there for a few months or a year, then not. You just got to clean. Okay. You got to make sure they're clean. Okay. So we're going on to, we'll start with the positive. What are the mitzvot we can do with the mouth? Let's start with the biblical mitzvot. Learning Torah. Kriyat Shema. Okay, so we'll start with Kriyat Shema. Reading Shema, we have a biblical mitzvah to read Shema at night and by day. The biblical mitzvah of reading Shema night and day, so twice a day we all have to read Shema. We also have a mitzvah to commemorate leaving Egypt, to mention that we remember that we left Egypt every night. And every day. Also, mitzvah doraita. So when we read Shema, we fulfill two mitzvot doraita. Two biblical mitzvot. How much of Shema must we read? It's not clear. It would seem that if you just read the first pasuk, you did the biblical mitzvah, the mitzvah doraita. And everything else is the rabbanan. But that's not agreed upon. There are many different opinions. And we treat it as though we have to read the full three chapters. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that whole chapter, and then Vayayim Shemot Yishmeu, that whole chapter, and then Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor, that whole chapter. We treat them all three as biblical. Again, because it's not 100% clear to us where the mitzvah doraita ends. If you're teaching someone who's new to Judaism how to don tefillin and how to pray, so you could tell them it's enough to read the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ideally, they should add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Leolam Ve'ed, and then they could take off their tefillin. Ideally, when we say Shema, we should wear tefillin. When we say Shema, we're doing a mitzvah doraita, a biblical mitzvah, and the halacha is mitzvot tzichot kavana, that in order to fulfill a mitzvah doraita, a biblical mitzvah, you have to have in mind, I am hereby doing a mitzvah doraita, a biblical mitzvah. And that's why in my Siddur, I wrote down, have intent, you're doing a biblical mitzvah. Because you put on your tefillin, you say the rest of davening. When you hit Shema, it's very possible, at least part of the time, that you'll forget that you're doing a biblical mitzvah, and then you didn't fulfill your obligation. And then you have to re-read Shema. So that's why I have a note in my Siddur. I have a note, a reminder. You're about to do a biblical mitzvah. Focus. A person has to have a mind. I'm doing the biblical mitzvah. We're about to go daven arvit. And so in arvit, when we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, when we're going to say that parsha, we're doing a mitzvah doraita. I also have a note in my Siddur. In the end of Shema, where we say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Sheyotzeiti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim, I have a note that also reminds me, I'm doing a mitzvah doraita when I say that. So those are two mitzvot doraita, which we're going to do right now as we go to daven arvit.